Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. Ever feel like you're being constantly bombarded with hustle harder, grind more, never give up? It can get exhausting, right? We live in a world that glorifies pushing through every obstacle, even when it feels like our mental well-being is taking a beating. But what if I told you there's another way? What if the secret to navigating tough times isn't about sheer willpower, but about learning to be kind to ourselves? Today, we're diving deep into the power of self-compassion, because trust me, it's more than just a trendy buzzword. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion, isn't that for sensitive souls? Nope. Self-compassion is about recognizing that everyone struggles, that setbacks are part of the human experience, and that we deserve kindness, especially during those challenging moments. It's not about giving up or letting things slide, it's about approaching ourselves with understanding and support, just like we would a dear friend going through a rough patch. So, how do we actually cultivate the self-compassion muscle? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly nagging you, judging your every move, that's your inner critic. It can be relentless, especially when things get tough. First step is acknowledging its presence and recognizing that it's not always accurate or helpful. Treat those negative thoughts like clouds passing by, observe them without judgment and let them drift away. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds tend to race during stressful times? We get caught up in worries about the past or anxieties about the future. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your breath, your surroundings, and simply being aware of what's happening right now. It helps calm the mental chatter and create a sense of grounding. 3. Treat yourself with kindness. Imagine a friend going through a tough time, what would you say to them? What kind of support would you offer? Now apply that same kindness to yourself. Talk to yourself with compassion, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that you're worthy of love and care, even when things are challenging. 4. Embrace imperfection. We all make mistakes, we all stumble, and that's perfectly okay. Perfectionism is a recipe for self-criticism and can lead to burnout. Instead, strive for progress, not perfection. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and remember that it's the journey, not the destination, that truly matters. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through tough times alone. Lean on your loved ones, talk to a trusted friend or mentor, or consider seeking professional guidance. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and reminds you that you're not alone in this journey. Let me paint a picture for you. Picture Sarah, who's trying to juggle a demanding job, family commitments, and her own personal goals. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and constantly battling self-doubt. She sets some realistic expectations for herself, which leads to feelings of guilt and inadequacy when things don't go perfectly. But then, Sarah starts practicing self-compassion. She acknowledges that she's doing the best she can in a challenging situation. She reminds herself that it's okay to make mistakes and prioritize her well-being. She seeks support from her friends and family, allowing herself to be vulnerable and share her struggles. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel less pressure and more peace. She realizes that self-compassion isn't about giving up on her goals, it's about approaching them with kindness and understanding. It's about recognizing her own worth, even when things are tough. And that, my friends, is a powerful shift. Remember, cultivating self-compassion takes time and practice. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and remember that you deserve to be kind to yourself, especially during those challenging moments. So, take a deep breath, acknowledge your strengths, and embrace the power of self-compassion. You've got this. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life. Until next time, keep sparking that motivation within.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.